Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Happy National Potato Day for all those who are celebrating, obviously. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the creators of some of the best adverts in recent history, and we'll be looking at a key vote on tariffs on Chinese EVs and all the business news as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at those business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the exalted company of Austin Hughes. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. Any plans for the weekend, Austin?
Oh, yeah. Economists have to come back to Earth after, you know, their Christmas Day, yeah, which is the budget day, you know. So I'm re-entering the real world, tidying the garden, saying hello to family and that sort of thing.
But I hope you got what you wanted in the budget, in the Christmas, sorry, the budget that you had.
I would have liked to see a little more investment, but it wasn't the worst budget I've seen, all right.
Now, let's start with a story about data centers. It's a hot topic, literally. Google are talking about using nuclear power for their data centers.
Yes, an interview yesterday by their chief executive. They're really in catch-up mode because we've seen this really similar announcement from Amazon back in March and Microsoft last month, where Microsoft actually said they were going to reuse the revived Three Mile Island nuclear plant, which some of you may remember
from our older audience will recall.
Yeah, back in 79. I think the film is probably still somewhere available. But really what's happening here is that, you know, after decades where everyone was talking about how we needed to reduce the energy intensity of economies, we have these extraordinarily hungry beasts in the form of AI. And again, this was news to me when I looked at it, but a single ChatGPT inquiry requires 10 times the amount of electricity that a simple Google search needs. Mm. And generating images is 60 times the energy need of generating text. So really hungry beasts. And of course, these companies have promised to be good citizens. Google says it will be at net zero by 2030, but its investment in AI sees that its energy usage is up 48% between 2019 and 2030. So something radical has to be done. They haven't said exactly where or when they will get these nuclear plants on board, but it does show you this extraordinary development at a time when everyone is talking about it reducing energy consumption, that the manner in which the world is changing is going to put much, much, much more pressure on energy demand. So nuclear, it looks like it'll be for the moment. Now, it is important to say they also said that they will talk more about investment in solar and thermal power. And the pessimists will say this is a real problem. And those who are very optimistic on a Friday will say, well, maybe if these big companies have to really do something about it, it could be the sort of step which pushes the rest of the world towards more alternative energy supplies.
Yeah, well, let's stay with energy. Oil prices were soaring last night.
Yeah, again, covered widely, really, across all the papers this morning. And it's really on comments from Joe Biden that he was asked whether the U.S. would support Israel attacking oil facilities in Iran. Hopefully it's an unfortunate misstep. He said, we're in discussions on that. And he mumbled something about that it's some while away. But the market really quite worried here that so far, if you look at what's happened in spite of the carnage and the awful human losses in the Middle East, markets have been relatively contained about this. There's a sense that oil won't really be affected. But of course, if Iran's oil infrastructure were affected, that would be an issue. And oil prices jumped under about $4 last night to their highest level in a month. They have been trending down over the last while, but Iran supplies about 1.8 million barrels a day, the bulk of which goes to China, which is seeing a cooling in demand. And people are also saying that because OPEC has spare capacity, it can be controlled. But just to make people miserable, there's one Cassandra I saw quoted overnight saying that if Iran's oil infrastructure was completely destroyed in the short term, oil prices could go to $200 a barrel. I'm not saying that, but it does show now they're only up $3.50 overnight, and they've stabilized this morning as far as I can see.
Yep.
But it is a big, big risk to the global economy.
Yeah, I see that Iran, according to the US Energy Agency, is the seventh largest producer, with America number one and Saudi number two. Now let's go to the Exchequer returns. We had a very busy week this week with numbers. The Exchequer returns were out yesterday afternoon after the budget, as usual. And as usual, they make for great reading for the government.
Yeah, I think we can go biblical here and say the Exchequer taketh and the Exchequer giveth away. tax revenues are up 11% in the first 9 months. There's 68 billion euro of tax receipts. Now, the biggest tax head is income tax. It's about 37%, and it's up about 7.1%. VAT is about 27% of revenues, and it's up 7%. And corporation taxes are the third highest. You know, sometimes the conversation, people might be forgiven for thinking that 90% of our revenues come from corporation taxes. They're actually about 23% of the total. Now, that's much more than other countries collect. But they were up 23%. I think when you look through the details of these again, the 9 months figures are very encouraging. In September, we see corporation taxes actually down year on year, which speaks to the volatility of these. Income taxes up 8.7% year on year, which speaks to the maybe some acceleration in wages, and VAT rising 5%, so slowing down there, which is probably because of the slowdown in inflation. So revenues coming in very nicely, but the money is going out very quickly as well. Voted spend, which is the main focus of attention, is up 12.8%, and that's 4.6% higher than the government had budgeted. So the, you know, going out quite strongly. Current spend is up 9.5%, and again about 4.6% higher than expected. And capital spend, and this is a good thing, is up 39%. So quite extraordinary. We're seeing bigger government in the economy. The question is it better? And we're going to find out.
Will that capital spend be wasted? People are really crazy about the bike shed and about the security hut, and they hope that this capital spend won't be thrown away.
No. The reality, as we find in countries right across the world, is a lot of it will, you know. Countries and often companies are bad about capital spend, but the hope is that we learn enough through the awful mistakes of the last while, and the next hospital we build, the next bike shed we build, will be a lot more efficient and effective. And God knows, we may be building bike sheds for every government in the world within a couple of years.
Yeah, well, I asked Michael O'Leary in my interview with him yesterday afternoon how much it would cost to build a bike shed in Ryanair HQ. And he said, we did so recently for $3,000. He's also talking about the airport cap.
I'm sure Michael complained about the $3,000 spend and that. And there are these things. These are the issues that we need to address, though, really, in terms of public spend, rather than the idea of, you know, is spending rising at 5% or 6%? What are we getting for it? And this is really an issue that will remain very important for some time to come.
Yeah. Austin, thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend, whatever you're doing in Drumcondra. That is Austin Hughes, the fabled economist.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.